Hi, I'm Grace Penrith, and this is my submission for the Paul Engel Essay Contest. An Extraordinary Father. My father, Brad Penrith, acts on his own actions. He is muy loco, as my brother would like to say. His whole life has been wrapped around one sport, wrestling. That's what I think carved him into the man that he is today. A very nutty, outgoing, and unbelievable father. Ever since I can remember, wrestling has been a big part of shaping my family and making me into the person I have become. From going to UNI wrestling meets while my dad was coaching, to cheering on my brothers from the stands at the state wrestling tournament. This all has been in my life ever since I can remember. I've heard numerous stories of what it was like for my father in wrestling and the fight he put into the sport. I still tell my friends about this one and brag about how amazing my dad is. My dad and I were driving to an Iowa wrestling meet in our little platinum blue two-door car when he told me all about his astonishing life. My head peeking up to look over the dash, with my short bouncy curls covering my face. I knew this was going to be a story I'd never forget. Do you know how I got to where I am today? Are the first words I remember my dad saying before diving into his story. He told me all about his high school career and how he flourished during those times. What stuck out to me the most was what came after. My father wanted to go to the best college for wrestling in the country, Iowa. However, he grew up in a small town in New York, and they didn't see him as he was. Once he had his mind set on Iowa, nothing could change it. Setting out on his journey to go to Iowa turned out to be monstrously hard. They already had someone at the weight he wanted to go, and the coach didn't see the potential that he had. After working hard at getting them to give him anything, he finally got a book scholarship, a close-to-nothing scholarship. However, he had his mind set and still picked that over a full ride to another school. He took the clothes on his back in one bag and left for college. With little to no support from his family, he was broke and alone on his journey to Iowa. Coaches didn't focus on him as much since everyone thought there would be no way how he could overpower the guy they already had in his spot. My dad changed their minds quickly and made them regret ever looking down upon him. He was out-wrestling the guy that they had in his spot, and that got some attention. My dad told me it was the hardest he had to work and give everything he got into the sport to make himself better. Dan Gable soon figured out how to get that spark out of my dad and get him fired up. He knew that by doubting him or telling him he can't or won't be able to do something, he would get more motivated to do it. So he would do that to my father, pushing him and giving my father that drive to do everything Gable said he couldn't. Frustrating, sweaty, and putting everything in at all times. There was no holding him down. He behaved as an unstoppable force that came at you like a gust of wind you didn't expect. Like a train coming at full speed ahead, not stopping until it reaches its final destination. Telling me about the workouts that he did and the time that they spent in the gym made my head spin. There was one workout where he had to run 12 400s with little to no break as a track runner that made me almost pass out just thinking about how weak his legs would have felt. My dad looked over at me and glanced in my eyes, and I could tell how much of an impact this sport made in his life. The sport put him through so much, but that little spark in his eyes told me that he wouldn't trade it for anything. In a blink of an eye, we were at Carver Hawkeye Arena. I was skipping the whole way to the door, squeezing past people to get inside. Feeling the rush of cool air hit my little plum face, I knew we had made it in. Not even 5 seconds after entering the building, my dad was talking up a storm with someone he knew. I felt like I was the little purse celebrities carry with them on red carpets. Not a substantial part of the outfit, but can be noticed. One after one, people my dad knew came up to talk to him. Soon enough, I found myself in the area for only alumni and their families. I was bombarded with so many wrestlers everywhere I looked. Next thing I knew, my dad was off talking to another wrestler. And another. The list just kept getting longer and longer of people that we talked to. My dad would turn to me with joy in his eyes and say, "Dad, you're right there as an Olympian." Those few words still blow my mind every time I think about them. My jaw was dropping to the floor every few seconds, meeting someone new. Soon enough, I was sitting with my dad in the stands watching the meet start up. We sat on bleachers farther up in the stands next to the other alumni. Everywhere you looked, you were bombarded by a sea of black and yellow, everyone cheering and making the stadium erupt every time a Hawkeye won. I was completely taken over by the whole event and didn't even realize that it was halftime. All of a sudden, my dad left me, and so did the other alumni that were sitting around us. Still, a wide grin was on my face as I was sitting there alone, knowing exactly what was about to happen. They were about to acknowledge the alumni. My eyes went right to my dad when they all lined up on the mat. My eyes started to wander as I started looking for more familiar faces down there to see if I knew anyone. I saw Randy Lewis, the Brands Brothers, and many more. They announced everyone's name, and it felt like my heart skipped a beat when they said my father's name. I realized everything that he had accomplished and became tremendously proud. After announcing all the alumni, they brought out Dan Gable to speak, my dad's old coach. He talked about the sport in Iowa and how it has evolved and how amazing the alumni were. On our way home, my dad talked to me more about his experience with wrestling and going to Worlds. We talked for most of the car ride home until my eyes started to feel heavy and I fell asleep. Thinking back now, I realize how much wrestling has been in my family and shaped me into the person I turned into today. Both my brothers were involved in the sport. My father got inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame in September of 2017 in New York. He showed me to never give up, and if you have your mindset on something, you can achieve it. Thank you for listening to my Paul Engel essay contest submission.